RN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. and China have been trading insults as their tariff dispute deepens and global financial markets tremble. As of this morning, a 104% U.S. levy on Chinese imports is in effect. This comes after China slapped an additional 34% tariff on American products on top of the already steep tariffs it imposes on U.S. imports. President Trump says it's time for China to make a deal with the U.S.
After first saying there would be no negotiations to reduce the Trump tariffs, the White House now says the president's willing to talk.
To countries around the world, bring us your best offers, and he will listen.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says as many as 70 nations want to negotiate with the U.S. following last week's unveiling of reciprocal tariffs. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The IRS has agreed to share taxpayer data with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the goal to speed the deportation of illegal aliens. The IRS acting commissioner is reportedly resigning over the move. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says it's high time to put King Coal back on his throne. He's pushing for a revival of America's coal industry.
The value of untapped coal in our country is 100 times greater than the value of all the gold at Fort Knox, and we're going to unleash it and make America rich and powerful again.
Mr. Trump touts coal as an affordable, reliable, and with today's technology, a clean source of energy. He signed an executive order that, among other things, loosens some environmental rules discouraging the use of coal. Rescuers continue searching the rubble of a nightclub in the Dominican Republic. Yesterday's roof collapse killed at least 98 people. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 86 points, NASDAQ futures 58 points higher. This is SRN News. A lawsuit over abortion in Texas.
Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed suit against the city of San Antonio. It has a policy of paying for the travel expenses of women who want to get an abortion in another state. And Paxton says that violates the state's pro-life laws, amongst other things. AG adds that, quote, using taxpayer dollars to fund out-of-state abortions serves to support and encourage acts that are unlawful in Texas, and both the law and public policy are violated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China is moving to bar all missionaries. International Christian Concern reports that new laws, taking effect May 1st, will make it a crime for any foreigner to share their faith inside China or establish any kind of religious organization. The Communist Party says its ban on missionaries is necessary for preserving state security. In fact, China is in the midst of a multi-year crackdown on Christianity designed to bring the faith under the control of the Communist Party. This is SRN News. It's probably the last thing that former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson expected during his visit to Texas.
Johnson was pecked by an ostrich at a wildlife park in Texas. In an Instagram video posted by Johnson's wife, the ostrich can be seen walking up to a car, poking its head through the window, and pecking the former prime minister on the hand. In the caption of the video, Kerry Johnson says, "Too funny not to share." Johnson, who served as prime minister from 2019 to 2022, was also seen at a local restaurant in Texas over the weekend. Keith Peters, Washington.
Northern Virginia leaders urging state lawmakers in Richmond to pass emergency legislation to help stabilize their local economy as the federal payroll is cut. Many government employees and contractors are based in the suburbs of the nation's capital. It's estimated federal jobs account for about 6% of the workforce in Northern Virginia. More details, SRNnews.com.